This is an ABC podcast.
G'day, I'm Matt Bevan, and this is Russia If You're Listening. Today, we are taking a break from the astonishing story told by the Mueller report because I want to take a look at the fight that has taken over Washington.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it. We are now in a constitutional crisis.
Donald Trump has got battles on multiple fronts at the moment. Firstly, it seems like he doesn't want Robert Mueller to testify to Congress about his report.
Why would President Trump want to stand in the way of Mueller testifying about a report that he claims exonerates him?
And he also doesn't want his Attorney General Bill Barr to give evidence, which has irritated the Democrats.
There is now an all-out war between Democrats and Attorney General William Barr.
He has eroded his credibility to the point where I believe he should resign.
And then there's the new battle to get access to Trump's tax returns.
Be clear, you believe Democrats will never see the president's tax returns.
Oh no, never. No, nor should they.
Joining me today from Washington to discuss all of this is Olivia Beavers, who is a Congress reporter for The Hill. Interesting time to be on Capitol Hill. Things are becoming rather heated there at the moment.
They are. It's turning into some political theater. It's turning into frustrated sides between Democrats and Republicans. And as a reporter, it is a lot of fun to cover.
No one has heard Robert Mueller speak with his own mouth publicly since he started investigating Russian interference at the US election nearly 2 years ago. But now that his report is out, Democrats want to get him into Congress to answer their questions. They have a tentative date, 15th of May. And at first, there seemed to be no problem with that plan.
Mr. President, should Mueller testify? Would you like to see him testify?
I don't know. That's up to our Attorney General, who I think has done a fantastic job.
Now it looks like Trump has changed his mind.
Mr. Trump now says Bob Mueller should not testify before the House Judiciary Committee, adding, quote, no redos for the Dems.
The Democrats want him to testify. Donald Trump doesn't. What grounds does he have to stop Robert Mueller from testifying?
Well, right now, since Mueller worked for the Justice Department under Barr, Barr has control over whether he will testify. But a spokesperson who worked for Mueller's team says that it's a matter of days before Mueller actually becomes a private citizen. So the tables may change depending on timing. And Democrats were aiming for May 15th for Mueller to appear. And as I'm sure you remember, up until recently, Mueller was Barr agreed for Mueller to appear. And then President said, nope, I don't want it. No collusion, no obstruction. I don't want him to testify. So now Barr is actually not a great spot because he agreed publicly, repeatedly to the Senate and during a press conference that Mueller can testify. And then the president said he doesn't want him to. So which one does he stick with?
Okay, so we have to wait and see what the Attorney General Bill Barr does with that, whether he allows Bob Mueller to testify. But if he doesn't, Mueller will be a private citizen soon and will be able to make his own choices on this sort of thing. So it seems like one way or another we will be hearing from him. It's just a matter of when. But what about the Attorney General Bill Barr himself? The Democrats have been trying to get him to talk too. They're very, very mad about the four-page letter Bill Barr wrote summarizing the findings of the Mueller report.
I think what's important as we quote from this letter, and I've got my copy, as I'm sure many people around the country do, is this is four pages. There's not a single full sentence in here that's quoted the Mueller report. Every quote from the Mueller report itself is a partial sentence.
That letter meant Trump had a few weeks before the full report came out, or the redacted one at least, in which he could claim he was free and clear.
There was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction, and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
But once the report was released, it became clear that that wasn't quite true, and Mueller did not exonerate Trump. He also didn't like Bill Barr's 4-page interpretation of his report. He sent Barr a letter saying that Barr had caused public confusion with his summary. Friends of Mueller say this letter to Barr was one of the angriest he's ever written. But when Barr was asked about Mueller's opinion on his summary by the Congress, he said this.
Mr. Attorney General, the thing is, you put this out there. I mean, the president went out and tweeted the next day that he was exonerated. That wasn't based on anything in the Mueller report with respect to obstruction of justice. That was based on your assessment. Did Bob Mueller support your conclusion?
I don't know whether Bob Mueller supported my conclusion.
But he had a letter saying that Mueller wasn't happy. The Democrats say...
He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General.
He's going to argue his way that he didn't lie, and then Democrats are going to say, no, you clearly misled and intentionally misled us when we asked whether there was disagreement about the way you handled it with your 4-page letter. What they can do is they can try to pursue him, but at the end of the day, he runs the Justice Department, so it's going to be really hard to really pin him for lying if they're able to prove that in court.
Not to mention, it's unclear who would be able to arrest him, considering he's in charge of all the cops.
Exactly. And, you know, some Democrats have floated that they could have the Congressional Sergeant of Arms arrest him if he ever sets foot on Capitol Hill. But, you know, that hasn't been used in years, not years, maybe centuries. And I believe that the Library of Congress now sits where the old jail cell used to sit. So they wouldn't really have anywhere to detain him.
And then there's the battle over whether Congress will actually get to see the unredacted Mueller report. They have been trying to get it from Bill Barr without much success.
Today, we consider a report recommending that the House of Representatives hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a valid subpoena issued by this committee.
Bill Barr will be held in contempt by the Congress, but he won't be prosecuted, probably, considering he's the Attorney General and it's the Attorney General's job to prosecute people for that crime. And on top of that, Donald Trump has exerted executive privilege over the entire Mueller report to try and stop the Democrats from getting it.
In response to our latest good faith offer, the department abruptly announced that if we move forward today, it would ask President Trump to invoke what it refers to as a protective assertion of executive privilege on all of the materials subject to our subpoena. Just minutes ago, it took that dramatic step.
Executive privilege gives the president the power to keep information from the courts, the Congress, and the public to protect the confidentiality of things that happen in the White House. But the thing is, everything that's in the Mueller report is, by definition, already outside of the White House because it's in the Mueller report. You can't keep things from Congress if they've already left the White House. But this is what Trump is trying to do, including with Don McGahn, his former White House counsel. Can the White House stop Don McGahn from testifying?
So they have tried to insert themselves in the situation by saying that they don't want Don McGahn to testify and say that it's privileged conversations between the president and his attorney. Now, Democrats are saying that Don McGahn already waived that right when he spoke to special counsel Robert Mueller. So they're saying because he waived it then, he can't waive it with them. And depending on if McGahn continues to fight their subpoena, they might move to hold him in contempt. So the Democrats are going to really fight for him. And since he is no longer working with the administration, the White House is going to have a harder time preventing him from testifying before Congress as well.
Right. So their argument is that he's already said these things to Robert Mueller. So the idea of executive privilege is waived so he can come and talk to us.
Exactly. And he's one of the top priorities, except for Mueller and Barr aside. He is a top priority because he extensively interviewed with Mueller for the report. And he was the one who was speaking about multiple parts listed in the obstruction of justice section that Democrats want to review. They want to air out in the public and they want to hammer on as much as possible. And if they can get McGahn to come testify, it will not look great for the president if he's pressed and he starts talking about these matters. So the White House has an incentive to not want him to testify, and the Democrats have an incentive to have him testify.
Is it essentially that they just want him to repeat what he said to Mueller in front of a television camera, or do they have, you know, extra information that they want to get from him?
The majority of Americans have not really thoroughly reviewed what the president was doing. And so they want to continue to push out what they view as troublesome behavior out into the public eye and hit it time and time again leading up to the 2020 presidential elections. And also in case they uncover additional evidence that might lead them to impeachment.
Regarding these, you know, McGahn, Mueller and the Attorney General potentially not complying with congressional subpoenas to report to the House of Representatives and face questioning, is it legal for people to refuse to go to Capitol Hill when they are asked to by a congressional subpoena?
Technically, they could be held in contempt, and they are supposed to comply with a congressional subpoena. What you're seeing now is possibly a battle setting up a precedent moving forward, which is, if they aren't punished for not showing up, other witnesses will be able to follow suit. And if Democrats can't force these administration officials or former administration officials to show up, it will be like they're sort of losing some power, that Republicans might end up having a similar situation if they're in power sometime again. It's really kind of unclear whether their subpoenas will work, and that's why Democrats are talking about other ways to make Trump allies hurt if they refuse to come before Congress. And that could be anything from hurting their salaries, trying to fine them, or doing contempt citations.
So they're going to stop McGahn from testifying, or try to, at least. There's one last battle going on in Congress. It's not about the Mueller report itself, but it is kind of linked. See, this week, the New York Times has published a bombshell story. They got hold of Donald Trump's tax information for the decade between 1985 and 1995. The Times says, in that period of time, Trump lost $1.2 billion. And for several years, he actually lost more money than any other American taxpayer. And he used those losses to avoid paying income tax. Trump's friends on Fox News say this shows how clever Trump is.
It is an interesting look, though, at how New York City real estate developers worked in the 80s and the 90s.
If anything, you read this and you're like, wow, it's pretty impressive, all the things that he's done in his life. It's beyond what most of us could ever achieve.
I don't know that there's any suggestion that he broke the law.
Yeah.
I think the suggestion is simply that he used the tax laws to his benefit.
Oh, by the way, Donald Trump still is a billionaire. Has a 757, a lot of big buildings, a lot of economic success. I'm sorry, Atlantic City, it didn't work out for anybody. Wow, big breaking news.
But given that his tax returns show how his main skill is apparently losing money faster than anyone else in America, how come he still has a 757 and all those big buildings? That's what Congress is trying to find out.
It's shocking. You know, the president's demonstrated that he's a loser, and not just any loser, he's the biggest loser as far as individual taxpayers in that period of anybody in America, knocking out the competition in some years almost 2-1. It does raise another question as well. How does someone who is such a big loser eventually get bailed out by a foreign bank? What other kind of money from abroad was floating in to keep him afloat?
The Democrats want to use an old law to demand the American Tax Office, the IRS, hand over the tax returns.
The law says that upon written request from the chairman of the Committee on Ways and Means or the chairman of the Finance...
So the law says if certain Congress committees ask for the tax returns of any American, the IRS shall give it to them. So the committees have asked for them. But the White House says no.
You believe Democrats will never see the president's tax returns?
Oh, no, never. No, nor should they.
The White House says the IRS has to protect the president's privacy.
They know the terms under law by which the IRS can give them the documents.
But political hit job is not one of those reasons.
And the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, who is in charge of this, has decided that he will not be handing over the tax returns.
Could you hold the Secretary of Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, in contempt? Some Democrats have even raised the prospect of arresting the Treasury Secretary if he does not comply with congressional demands.
Well, let me just say that we do have a little jail down in the basement of the Capitol.
Just finally, I want to ask you, what do you think the Trump administration strategy is here? I mean, there is, you know, a lot of legal experts saying that on some of these legal fights, they don't really have a leg to stand on. Is this purely a delaying tactic, or do they seem to think that they might win some of these fights?
So this is actually, I think, a president resting on a playbook that he has pulled out throughout much of his life, which is fight back, punch harder, don't let them win. And that's what you're seeing. That's why he said they're going to fight against all the subpoenas. It's fight back as much as you can, and that way that your opponents can't gain any ground. And that was the Roy Cohn method, which was a former lawyer who he has come to admire, who would, if you try to sue him, he'd sue you, sort of tactic. And that's what he sort of, the approach that the president and his administration are taking with Democrats trying to investigate him and his administration.
The Democrats are now calling this a
constitutional crisis.
This will all go to the courts, and nobody knows what will happen then. We'll be watching, though. Russia, If You're Listening is produced by Ruby Jones and Will Ockenden. And we're taking a very brief break. There will be no Russia, If You're Listening next week due to the Australian federal election and the fact that I'm going to go off and do a bit of coverage of that. But we're working very hard on something extra special for the week after. I'm Matt Bevan. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.